This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today, I'm talking voting. Fitting for the season. Voting is crucial because it's how we can directly influence the laws and policies that shape our lives. Now, because we grew up in relative peace with the right to vote, it might seem mundane, even a hassle. Indeed, it can be inconvenient. Leaving work, getting a sitter or a ride to the polls, waiting in long lines. But countless people have died for the right to inconvenience their day by casting a ballot because the alternative, a government and culture where we have no say, is far worse. And that's not just inconvenient, it's choosing to be powerless. And I think very few of us would consciously choose to relinquish control over our lives, allowing others to make decisions and tell us what to do. Yet that's precisely what happens when we don't participate in our own lives. Not only do we get politicians and laws we don't like, but we get lives we're not happy with either. Because as it turns out, voting is not just a ballot cast every once in a while for a politician. It's something we cast with each and every thought we have. Don't believe it? Consider this. Every action you take, from getting out of bed to changing the TV channel, begins with a thought. Because actions are directed by our minds. Nothing happens until we first think it into existence. Ever have a negative thought about yourself? Maybe you call yourself bad, untalented, maybe even stupid. Ever carry that thought to your mouth and actually speak it out loud? Ever drive the point home and bring it violently into your reality by hitting yourself, perhaps with a quick palm to your head? Well, if you have, you've just voted for an unhappy, unhealthy life where you are called names, told you're stupid, and then hit for it. You've also started a domino effect where the consequences of your single but powerful stupid vote are far from over, because you've triggered a stress response, which immediately robbed your immune system, curtailed your ability to think rationally, and put you at greater risk for heart disease. But that's not all. Your vote has also decreased your self-esteem while impairing cognitive function and your ability to solve problems. In other words, when you tell yourself you're stupid, you can literally become less smart while making it more likely you'll catch the flu. Now, will one episode of negative self-talk ruin your life? Probably not. But it's never just one episode, is it? Like the politicians who want your vote, you could be running a I am stupid campaign. If so, you've likely been running it, funding it, nurturing it, and even defending it for years, bringing it from thought to word to deed to a very real and solidified part of your reality that negatively colors your every experience and negatively influences your every belief, feeling, thought, and decision while helping you catch every cold. See? That's how much control you have over your life. All these systems are at your beck and call, ready to show and give you exactly what you're voting for. So stop voting for stupid and start voting for smart and beautiful and frickin' awesome while you're at it. Because these thoughts are the literal foundation upon which your life, love it or hate it, is built. So vote for a happy life, people. Every morning, vote for a good day while replacing any negative self-talk with positive self-talk, which, by the way, releases dopamine and oxytocin while boosting energy levels and decreasing blood pressure. It takes less than a second, and like voting for a candidate you respect and admire, has the potential to dramatically change your life for the better. For Esoterica, I'm CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.